All right, Tom Arth, we welcome in again. We're not pulling any punches this time. Last time we had you in, it was the introductory thing. We were all nice and everything. This time, not so much. Just kidding. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How has your life changed from today compared to the day you were introduced? How much of the chaos have you, I know you hadn't gotten rid of all of it, but have you gotten rid of some of it?
Maybe a little bit. You know, the last month, you know, throughout January, there was so much travel. We were on the road, nearly Monday through Thursday, only coming back on Friday for our official visit weekend. So it's been a whirlwind. You know, my life is changed in so many ways. There's been, you know, so many incredible opportunities, so many, exciting challenges that have come to me, to our staff, to my family. That I think has really, really pushed us. You know, it's pushed all of us and, has gotten more out of us and I think helped me improve, as a person and as a coach.
How tough was it? Your first signing class is now complete. Maybe, unless there are a couple more. I mean, you just got twins, late edition. But how hard is it to sign a first class at a new school compared to the comfort level of a third or fourth class at an existing school?
I think, certainly coming in, hadn't spent a whole lot of time on campus, number one. So, I have to give a lot of credit to Coach Hennessy, our offensive line coach, Coach Hurd, our special teams coordinator and tight end coach. They really put together our official visit weekend schedule in terms of our campus tours and the timing and where we needed to go and all that. And they did a phenomenal job. It was amazing how smooth everything ran. And, I think there were challenges that way that I think we handled really well. And I think the biggest challenge was, having such a short amount of time. To build these relationships and to go out and find great players, great students, great people who can come in and really make an impact at Chattanooga.
You didn't have to go far to find some of them when you're talking about McClendon Curtis and you're talking about Cole Copeland. Nick Tiana, I do think it's funny when you look at this list of signees, two of your larger signees are quarterbacks.
Absolutely. And I think that Nick was enrolled in school this semester and have had just, so many incredible interactions with him. He's a really, really great kid, really great young man. He's always got a smile on his face, brings so much energy to every workout, to every interaction that we have. And I just think he's going to do incredible things in our program. And Cole is, our opinion, best quarterback in the state of Tennessee this year. He's a phenomenal football player, a phenomenal leader, a phenomenal competitor, so tough. You go out and watch him play basketball. I mean, I think he just had, over 30 points, in his last game. He's just a remarkable, young man. And we're excited about him, excited about both those guys.
You're listening to the new UTC football coach Tom Arth right here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
I've seen some of the social media 3-on-3 games. I don't know if y'all want any of Cole Copeland and McClendon Curtis.
You know what? I took McClendon on the official visit when we were doing they did the weight room presentation and they were going through some of the physical stuff. And, he'd been talking all week. He wanted to play me one-on-one. So, we got after it. Now I opened the game with 2 threes on him. So I should have been up 4-0, but he told me, no, it's all ones.
Okay.
So I ended up losing 6-7. I'm going to get a rematch.
Well,
I was in dress shoes and dress pants, by the way, as well. So, I'm going to hold that one over him.
Well, Coach, I think you actually may have gotten the win by the loss. I know you sound a little disappointed and you're making excuses about the dress shoes and the – I'm curious because you were talking about being on the road so much and being new to the campus. Was there a scenario on an official visit where a recruit said, hey, coach, can you show me X? And you had to say, no, I can't, but I will find out where it is and we'll go see it.
Absolutely. There was a few questions that came up about different things that it was like, I'm not quite certain on that, but we'll get that answer for you. Everybody was great. And, there were actually very few of those situations, I think. All of the staff at UTC really prepared us really well for those visits and in meeting with different academic people throughout campus that really just gave us such an incredible lay of the land. And, when we actually walking to human resources was about as educational as anything we've done, and getting a chance to be on campus, that was the first time our staff had done that. And it was like, oh, man, like this is there's a lot here. You know, this is a great campus. It's a beautiful campus. The buildings are beautiful. There's so many, you know, incredible green spaces and just so much character, you know, to the campus. So we, you know, we had a lot of fun, you know, doing that.
Looking back on the whirlwind that's been the last 6 weeks, what do you know you're going to be able to do better next year because of the experience of going through it this first time?
Well, you know, I think just the obvious would be, you know, one, we're going to understand Chattanooga better. We're going to understand the city better. We're going to understand the school better. We're, you know, going to understand the process better. And I think that having the ability to recruit individuals and their families for a year is gonna help us so much, you know, to build those relationships over the course of 365 days as opposed to a month, I think is gonna pay dividends for us.
You're listening to new UTC football coach Tom Arth. We'll be back with more. 648-1051 is the Hardys hotline. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.